it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are, and you should be. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out in the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the platforms, the devices, the various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And there's no better person to talk about it than the man that owns all the devices. He is actually in the testing lab, testing new ones in his downtime, because that's how into it he is. It's Joe Spano.
All right, Bob, let's dive right in and let's talk about the many ways that you can take Sports Byline on the go with you, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based, be it Android-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio also, another one of those apps with lots of versatility. Android, Apple, Windows, it doesn't matter, all fair game. Or you can just go to TuneIn.com. Again, a ton of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. And if you're protecting us overseas, or even if you're stationed at home, but you're still away from home, we're giving you a little taste to make you warm at night, well, then guess what? We're happy and proud to be a part of it.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we'll open up the phone lines, 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsByline USA. We'll set the table for a big Thursday edition and then start kicking things off and knocking things down. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Hi, it's Lou Manfredini with a House Smarts Lawn and Garden tip. You know, fall is a really important time to take care of your lawn. You spent the spring getting it ready, the summer tweaking it and enjoying it. Good job. But winter is coming. Now, once all those leaves fall, rake them up and make sure to rake up all that thatch that can choke the lawn. It allows the winter fertilizer to get down to the roots, which will make your lawn stronger. Then in the spring, your lawn will wake up faster, look greener, and thicker than before. And now a word from Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is a place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. GEICO has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Howdy there. I'm the extra crispy colonel for KFC, here to tell you about my delicious new Chicken Littles. They're sandwiches made with an extra crispy hand-breaded tender on a warm sesame seed bun. That's the sound of your mouth applauding. And now you can get two Chicken Littles in KFC's $5 fill-up. Sorry, my mouth just won't stop applauding. KFC, it's finger little good.
Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. I don't know, Joe, was it my imagination or did the Colonel actually did sound a little crispy there, a little extra crispy?
It's professional tanner George Hamilton. He's the extra crispy Colonel. I love it. As you know, they've been changing colonels on a regular basis. It was Norm MacDonald at one point. That's become the cool thing. Well, when they went to start doing a campaign around extra crispy Kentucky Fried Chicken, they decided that the most apropos one would be professional tanner George Hamilton.
And there you go.
I'm inclined to agree.
Indeed.
Still one of the funniest movies, and not for the right reasons necessarily, was Love at First Bite, where Dracula actually had a tan.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, just on so many levels, but the fact that, you know, Dracula, you know, one thing about Dracula is nobody could ever accuse the character of being tan. Well, when they did Love at First Bite, it was Tan Dracula.
There you go.
It was a hysterical movie for of the right and wrong reasons.
I have a feeling they knew what they were doing with that. At least I would like to think they did, unless an awful lot of drugs were involved.
No, I would hope they knew that they were that bringing in a guy who was a professional tanner to play Dracula was not lost on them. I assume it wasn't.
There you go. You know what a little bit of trivia is with him?
What's that?
Do you know he was in one of the Godfather movies?
I don't remember that.
He replaced Tom Hagen as the consigliere to the family in 3.
Oh, well, 3 doesn't. Does really 3 count as a Godfather
movie?
Yeah, no,
it does. Right up until they cast Sofia Coppola, unfortunately. Yeah. It kind of destroyed
it. It
kind of
doesn't.
Movie,
like I said, it doesn't count.
Yeah,
and 1 and 2 were great, and it's funny, you know, and this all has nothing to do with sports, and we'll set the table here in just a second. But
we'll get there.
They have done some interesting things with that trilogy over the years, and what I mean is, as you know, when you watch 1 and 2 in order in their entirety, they're not chronological necessarily. Right. There's kind of back and forth. Well, if you remember, several years back, they came out, and I forget what it was called exactly, but they took Godfathers 1 and 2, they combined them, I forget what they called it, but they actually put them in chronological order, so you kind of put it, so it was almost like reading a book that started, you know, started at the beginning and ended at the end. They literally...
Robert De Niro in Italy.
Right, they literally went in order from pretty well the beginning to the end, and I forget what version, but they've done things like that throughout the years with that Godfather franchise, I guess to incorporate younger viewers who, and what I mean by younger, people who aren't around to see the two original movies in the order that they came out, it would kind of engross younger viewers in that it would go in chronological order and you'd be able to easily follow the story.
Yep, they also put in new scenes, you know, scenes that were initially left on the editing room floor. Yeah. You
so they've done a couple of different versions of that stuff with the Godfather trilogy over the years to make it something that maybe a less sophisticated movie watcher would be able to handle and understand.
Yeah.
No, and whatever you handle, understand, but also be entertained by.
Right. No question about it. You know, it's funny about three, though. It really was not as bad as everybody made it out to be.
It just wasn't as good as one and two.
Right. And Coppola got put in a real tough spot because they initially had what's that crazy actress who shoplifted all the time?
The last one of those I remember was the one who was in Beetlejuice, but this is way before
that. Yeah, no, and that was her. It
wasn't Winona Ryder because she was a crazy shoplifter.
No, it was Winona Ryder. I couldn't remember her name. She was cast in the part that Sofia Coppola ended up playing.
Oh, really?
And she basically had a nervous breakdown and went through all her crap, and they got stuck. Nobody was available that they wanted. And, you know, they were into production, and it was already costing a lot of money, and they threw poor Sofia Coppola into there, who's better behind the camera than she is in front of the camera.
And the rest is something of history.
The rest is history.
What do you say we set the table now that we burned a big chunk of the first segment of the show? Let's set the table. We'll start knocking some stuff down. Focus today is going to be – we're guest-free. It's Bob and I and you, of course, all the way through. A lot of NFL. We've got a handful of stories that we want to get to. Obviously, you have James Harrison, Julius Peppers, and Clay Matthews all cleared of any charges relating to PED use, and we'll get into the details of that as we move along. There's been some rumors, and we've heard these for a while, but it looks like they're gaining steam. Changes to the preseason, some that could take effect as soon as 2017, and that'll make for some interesting discussion. Then as we move along, and we'll this will probably be something we won't get to probably right until the very top of hour two. 10 years ago today, Roger Goodell, started as commissioner of the NFL. So we'll talk about and debate and discuss the tenure of Roger Goodell over his first 10 years. There's still a lot more Roger Goodell that we're going to have, and his legacy is not cast yet in stone as commissioner of the NFL. But we'll go through the first 10 years of the Roger Goodell era in the NFL. And then, obviously, we'll tie up any of the other loose-end stories around the NFL. Week four of the exhibition season is here, and I don't think anybody cares. We're all just waiting for a week from today when the NFL kicks off its regular season with their Thursday night season opener. And then, finally, college football is here. You got a slate of games tonight leading into a great weekend of college football action. So we'll talk about that. And in essence, we have a jam-packed edition of The Attack. But I guess the place we'll start, and we only have a couple of minutes left in this segment, is with James Harrison, Julius Peppers, and Clay Matthews all being cleared after the investigation into their PED use based on the Al Jazeera America documentary. And that's the long and short of it. They did a short investigation. They found that the Al Jazeera America documentary had very little basis in fact, and these guys were cleared of, you know, any improprieties as it related to the purchase and use of PEDs as it related to that Al Jazeera America documentary.
No question about it. And you talked about the short investigation, and it was basically all put on the testimony of one guy, Charlie Sly, who recanted everything that he said. So if you're going to clear your players, well, it's pretty easy to do when the main guy that was saying everything bad about him turns around and goes, speaking of the Godfather, never mind. I made it all up. I made it all up, you know, and that's basically what it came down to. And the NFL did their investigation, short, sweet, tied a bow around it. You guys can go play football.
Exactly right. Peyton Manning cleared sometime earlier as they did a short, sweet investigation with him, talked to him. He's all done. He's not playing football, but you know, his legacy remains untarnished. And I don't think, as you said, this is not a big surprise in that the entire, most of the foundation of the documentary was based on the testimony of Charlie Sly, who, as you said, not long after the documentary became a matter of public record, we could take a look at parts of it, he recanted everything that he had said. So this was a surprise to very few people, if anybody, because the realities are the documentary really had almost zero credibility. So now for these guys, they move on. They go play football. In the case of Peyton Manning from a few months back, he moves on. His legacy is untarnished, and he moves on with the next phase of his life. The one guy we haven't heard anything about is Mike Neal, who is without a contract and not currently employed by an NFL team. But in the NFL's press release on these three guys being cleared, there was no mention of Mike Neal. So I don't know if he's still under investigation or just because he's not employed by the National Football League, they felt no need and not under contract with any team. They felt no need to include him in the release, or maybe they haven't spoken to him yet.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a combination of all of that, to be completely honest about it. Maybe they're not done with the investigation. You would think they would be, that he would have been included in that initial one plus three. But with that being said, again, the NFL works in very strange ways sometimes. We'll talk about that when we're talking about Goodell. And it possibly exists that they're either not done with him or because of the fact, as you said accurately, he's unemployed. So it really doesn't matter.
I just really don't know. So, but for the other three guys, they move on. Time to play football. More of the NFL on the other side, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71. And of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're talking about the NFL clearing the players that were implicated in the Al Jazeera America documentary, and all of them can now go
if
about
you can
their
call business. That piece of garbage a documentary. It was based in nothing.
Yeah, well, you know,
certainly lacked a lot of facts, but you know.
Well, you know what it is, Joe, and I mean, you know my background. When you put all your eggs in one basket, and you don't have a source to confirm your source, you run the risk of having something like this happen. Now, with Al Jazeera America, it's irrelevant because they don't exist anymore. Now they're just Al Jazeera International, and they're on in various countries around the world, but the United States is not one of them. Right. And so there's no real repercussions for them. If they existed and they were a viable news organization, the backlash on this would be extreme because
there
of the
could be a lawsuit coming from everybody that was, I guess, incorrectly or inappropriately put under that spotlight because there's a level of irresponsible journalism. Now, let's make something clear. Then I guess we'll move forward from here. I'm not one just because we put together a documentary that paints you in a bad light or whatever the scenario is, and you end up ultimately being cleared. That's not always something where somebody is subject to a lawsuit. It's kind of like calling the police on somebody, having them arrested, and then they end up, you know, in court and they're found not guilty. And then they promptly turn around and sue you for false arrest. No, there was a basis for me calling the police, and there was a basis for the police arresting you. You were ultimately found not guilty, but that doesn't automatically mean I'd be subject to a civil lawsuit for false arrest or, you know, for filing a false police report or something along those lines. And it's the same thing with investigative reports of this nature. You know, just because we unearth something and we put it in a documentary, if then subsequently the National Football League or Major League Baseball were to investigate and find that we can't, you know, that you're cleared as far as PED use in this case, that doesn't automatically mean that those that produced and aired this documentary would be subject to a lawsuit for a libelous or slanderous behavior. That's not always the case. If they did their homework and found what they deemed credible sources and had multiple sources and followed a path of proper journalism, just because it doesn't turn out that there was fire where the smoke was doesn't mean necessarily that they'd be civilly responsible in a libelous and slanderous way. In this case, where there was no second source, and almost immediately upon being able to preview any part of this documentary, Charlie Sly recanted everything he said. If Al Jazeera America was a viable television entity in this country and still in business, you know, between these shores and borders, you could rest assured that a James Harrison, a Julius Peppers, a Clay Matthews, and a Peyton Manning would all be in a position to sue them because they didn't follow the practices of good journalism. They were irresponsible. And it turns out in many ways, due to the lack of a second source confirmation or credibility of the primary person they built the documentary around, they did act in a libelous and slanderous fashion, and I think would be civilly responsible.
Well, there's a distinct difference between the slander laws here in the United States and in various other countries. They're a lot more loose in England because the nature of the beast being the tabloid rags that are prevalent in the United Kingdom. They put laws in place that would protect people who were named in that because basically they could print anything and you could get away with it. Here in the United States, it's a different scenario. Our laws have been in place for a long time, and it's not with the what's the right word for it? It you don't have the looseness, you don't have the pliability of, gee, I said something bad about Joe or Joe said something bad about me, therefore there could be legal recourse. Even though they did a shoddy job of reporting, they're still protected under the laws of this country by the reporting that they did. They would go into court and make the argument that it's not our fault that our witness recanted. And there would be no recourse for the players involved because the judge would find in favor of Al Jazeera America if they still existed because they can't control what their witness says or doesn't say. You know, just I made it all up. Oh, okay. You know, so what direction can we take it? Well, we have no direction to take it.
Well, you know, in a case like this, because just a couple of minutes ago you said had Al Jazeera been in business in this country that there might be some recourse. And I tend to think there might be because there was an extreme case of shoddy journalism here. If you listen to what I said a couple of minutes ago, I talked about the fact that, well, not every case where we come out with a report like this and outside the lines and HBO Real Sports type thing, where we talk about and allege some things that people have done would right. result in a libelous and slander type lawsuit because we practiced good, proper journalism and we had multiple sources and we were responsible. There's an irresponsibility here with this Al Jazeera America documentary that would make me think if they were in business in this country, there would be a possibility where Harrison Peppers, Matthews, and Peyton Manning could sue them and maybe recover some damages. The chances may be somewhat remote, but certainly, I guess the point I'm trying to make is because most people would say, all right, they've been cleared. Where's the lawsuit? And basically, I guess the long and short of what I'm saying, every time that a piece like this comes out and alleges improprieties by somebody, just because we come to find through investigation that there were no improprieties, it doesn't automatically set up that news organization for a lawsuit. Again, I'll make the same analogy. You call the police. The police find enough at the scene to arrest somebody. Mm-hmm. The person is taken to court. He's ultimately found not guilty. Because you called the police, are you now in line to be arrested either for, you know, filing a false police report or being sued in some civil court for having him taken to jail and the embarrassment and emotional right. distress that he suffered? No, absolutely not. When you called the police, you thought there was a basis and a foundation for the police to be called, and the police thought enough that they found a foundation to arrest this person. It is not as though you materially misrepresented the facts. That's all I'm trying to bring out.
Yeah,
an automatic when they do one of these and people are found to not be responsible or culpable. The next automatic step is not a lawsuit. You've got places to go before somebody putting together a documentary, an investigative report such as this, or calling the police to have somebody arrested would be culpable of doing something that was false, illegal, libelous, or slanderous.
Right.
That's what I'm driving at.
No question about it. And what I was driving at is that because the organization does not exist anymore, you know, obviously that stops any lawsuit dead in its tracks.
Right, but you also later said mindset that there'd be no culpability here just because, well, their witness lied, so they're just off the hook. I think they practiced some pretty shoddy journalism, and I think if they were in existence, because of the lack of journalistic integrity that they showed here, the lack of a second witness, the lack of confirmation, all those things, you know, that you say would not uphold to that newspaper standard of journalism, they would be if they existed open to a lawsuit.
Yeah, well, no, see, that's where we'll differ, and this is my point. What I'm saying is that I have no doubt that they would, the players involved would have sued. See, that's what I'm saying. However, having success in that lawsuit would have been very problematic for them because of the way the libel laws in this country are structured. Now they can't even sue because the organization doesn't exist unless they right. want to go after the parent company. But that's a real long shot and a right. waste of money more than likely. But my point was that had Al Jazeera America still existed, there more than likely would have been a lawsuit, but it would have been very problematic for them to win said lawsuit because of the way the libel laws are structured in the United States. You just actually saw it with Hulk Hogan and Gawker. And, you know, they went to
Hogan won his lawsuit.
No, but they went to the real extreme, and the jury found that even within the structure of our current libel system, as it were, the libel laws as constituted, they would have been able to do it because there was intent to defraud and, you know, the taping without any consent, the acquisition of the tapes through Bubba the Love Sponge and everything that went on with that. that they were actually vulnerable. Gawker was actually vulnerable under the libel laws because they basically created a situation. In other words, they set him up. The witness for Al Jazeera America did not set up the players, and it would have been very difficult to have any recourse after the fact because he wasn't involved in the quote-unquote getting of the steroids, and he recanted everything that he said. So it would have been, you know, would have been tough to do.
Here's the long and short of it, and this is really what I was saying, and we'll move on from this. Most cases, when one of these investigative reports come out, and I gave a bunch of examples, and the realities are that, yeah, you can file the lawsuit, but there's no basis. In this case, at least, there is the basis for a lawsuit. Winning an award is something else. But in this case, unlike in many others, there would be a basis for a lawsuit. You agree there?
Yep.
We're Spano and Black. We'll pick it up right there, right after this.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally friendly solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Oh, yeah. Roger Goodell bringing us back to the attack. Well, maybe not. Joe, yeah, you know, we've discussed it stem to stern. And, you know, again, these players now can pursue on what was based on frivolous testimony and frivolous evidence. And, you know, it's for all the issues that the NFL has had with performance-enhancing drugs, this was one that was really a non-story. And unfortunately for these players, their names got dragged into the headlines.
It's, again, I just wanted to bring about an understanding because everybody says the same thing as soon as you're, well, they've been cleared, so now they can sue. And I just want to make it clear to everybody, and I thought you made a good point about, well, at least in this case, because of the shoddy journalism, there's a basis for a lawsuit. Getting any kind of award is something else. And it could be a situation, even if you were, even if Al Jazeera America were in existence and found guilty of libel or slander in court, it'd be one of those situations where the amount of the award was a dollar and we'll triple it for damages. You'll each get $3.
Right.
It's happened before. But, you know, in a lot of cases, and again, I've used a couple where, you know, there is a full investigative report and it's well vetted. But after a further investigation by a league, there was found to be no wrongdoing. Well, that doesn't make the report in and of itself slanderous or libelous. I want to make that clear. It's, again, the same thing, and I've used this analogy before, but you hear scenarios like this. Well, I'm suing you. You filed charges against me that were false. No. At the time I called the police, I had a basis to do so. And the police came on the scene and felt that there was a basis. I didn't materially lie about what I saw and deceive. Then there'd be a case for false arrests and libelous and slander and those sort of things. So I just want to make these analogies. Just because it is found that you are not guilty in this regard or you're not culpable in this regard, that doesn't make those that produce these documentaries always in a situation where they've committed libel, you know, a libelous or slanderous action. In this case, you can make a case that maybe they did because of the shoddy journalism. As you said, case would probably have been brought, but the realities are it's pretty unlikely any significant dollars would have changed hands. So
right.
I guess that's a good way to wrap that up. Those three guys will move on with the 2016 season, unencumbered and free and clear of that. And James Harrison will go on to continually tell everybody, I told you so. Now we move on to the NFL preseason, which drags on.
At badmouth Roger Goodell.
Yeah, well, that's there could be a lot of that today because it's the 10th anniversary of the start of his stewardship. Looks like we may actually get changes to the preseason as soon as the 2017 exhibition season. There is real talk of less exhibition games and more joint practices by next season in light, again, of not only the injuries that have taken place as they do each and every preseason, but also the continued dwindling attendance at the aforementioned exhibition games, which, despite the revenue it brings in for the league, I guess it's a black eye when they broadcast these games and there's nobody in the stands. So there is at this point some real talk and the most substantial talk about actually making some material changes to the exhibition season that we've heard to date. I don't know that it's as easy as everybody would like to have you believe for one reason. Well, people say, well, the coaches are coaches are way down on the list. They don't care what the coaches want. And can I tell you something? Yes, these billionaire owners, they care if their prized commodity players get hurt, but they don't care as much as they do about that as they do about giving up money. And if you reduce the exhibition season without getting those games back right away somewhere else, the bottom line is you're giving up dollars because anybody that owns a season ticket to any of the 32 NFL teams, you end up buying your 8 regular season home game tickets, but along the way they force you to buy a pair of exhibition game tickets at full price. So in order to enact these changes where there's less games, each and every one of these 32 NFL teams would see a downturn in revenue by, say, one preseason home game, and all those tickets are still sold because all the season ticket holders have to buy them, and then there's a few non-season ticket holders that do buy them, so there'd be a downturn in revenue. Yep. And until they go into a new collective bargaining agreement They're not going to move off of 16 games because there'd be all kinds of changes that would have to be made. So while there's more smoke to this than there's ever been before, I don't know how easy it is to start a fire with this just because of the fact that you've got to convince all 32 of these NFL owners to give up game revenue. Game worth of revenue, in essence, but still one game's revenue, and that's going to be an uphill battle.
Hey, listen, one game's revenue is a hell of a lot of money, and they're not going to give it up without a fight. And again, you hit on so many good points there, working forward to backward. First of all, I don't care what the coaches think. That's number one. No, number two, coaches still have to prepare players to play football game, and part of that is contact. You know, I mean, even you look at all the non-contact injuries that happen. I mean, you know, you compare Tony Romo and Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy's didn't happen with contact. Tony's did happen with contact. Injuries happen in the National Football League, but these coaches have to have their teams prepared to go into the regular season, and part of that preparation is contact. It goes with the territory. Now, could they trim the amount of games down? Yeah, but you talked about the lost revenue. There's no way the owners are going to accept that unless going into the next CBA or opening up renegotiations where they can add additional regular season games to the schedule. And ultimately, that's what's going to happen. The trade-off is going to be, okay, you don't want to play the exhibition games because somebody might get hurt. We're going to add two regular season games. And that's how we're going to make up the loss in revenue. And it's there's no other way for them to do it, Joe. They're not going to bite the bullet on losing money without some reconciliation between ownership and the players on how they're going to make that money up. It's not going to happen.
Right. I mean, the talk of reducing the schedule is real. And if you go around and read the articles, it seems that it's more realistic now than it ever has been. But the realities are you're asking each and every one of these owners, all 32 of them, to give up a home game check.
Yep.
Teams don't do that. These owners just won't do that. It won't be as easy as everybody would think. Because you get people out there and they say, well, you know, the quality of these games, it's getting worse and worse. The coaches are using them. They say, that's not even really what this is about. This is about dollars and cents. All 32 guys have to give up some dollars and cents. They don't care as much about wiping egg off their face as they do about giving up money. Now, in the middle of your current CBA, it's going to take a lot of work to extend your regular season, especially in light of the injury issues and everything else. You'd have to, everybody's salaries would have to increase to account for the extra two regular season games. You know, there's a lot of moving parts you'd have to do in the middle of a CBA. You might have to expand rosters beyond 53. You'd have television contracts that all would have to be renegotiated. You know, we're not going to give you these two games for nothing. So we're going to want more money. It's way too complicated to just say, all right, we'll go from four to two preseason games. We'll lop everything off. We'll add a few more non-contact practices. We'll go to some more joint practices and all this other stuff. And we'll have 18 games. We'll still start after Labor Day. We'll move the Super Bowl back to the end of February, kill that dead time in February within the world of sports, and we got a win-win. Now, there's an awful lot of moving parts that have to happen. So while there may be some small alterations to the preseason, I'm not confident that they happen. I'm really not. I'm not confident that they happen because people, all these organizations would have to give up revenue, and they don't like that. And to make up for lost revenue, there'd be so many layers of negotiation that would have to start happening on so many levels. It would take a lot more than from now till next July to make all that happen. So while there's smoke here and you're hearing a lot about this, the realities are get used to your exhibition season being the way it is for a while. I really believe the realities are that come 2020 and the new collective bargaining agreement, you'll see it reduced to a two-game exhibition season. You'll see a lot more of the joint practices. You'll see some additional practice time put in there, maybe even a little more hitting in practice so that you can get these guys to something replicating game shape for the season opener. The season will still start, you know, after Labor Day. And it'll stretch all the way out with the playoffs through the end of February. There'll be no dead time in sports. They'll renegotiate TV contracts. They'll expand the rosters to account for the extra, you know, two games of contact. So instead of a 53-man roster, maybe it'll be close to a 60-man roster. And that'll create more jobs for players. They'll increase their salaries, you know, by the appropriate percentage to account for the 18-game season as opposed to the 16-game season. They'll readjust the TV contracts, all of those things. But the volume of moving parts that they have to make happen in order to get this done, it's probably going to happen with the next collective bargaining agreement. So I'd say for the next several years, get used to the four-game exhibition season with all its warts and the 16-game regular season just as it is.
Well, you know, this conversation takes place each and every preseason because of the fact somebody gets hurt who's significant, the coaches bitch, and this is the direction that they talk about going in. But again, unless you reopen negotiations a couple of years early, it's going to sit as is, and there's no getting around that. They may tweak it a little bit, but the financial ramifications, the moving parts, as you like to call it, there's just too much going on. It'll involve size of rosters, as you talked about. How are they going to distribute the money? They got to talk to the networks. And literally, it all comes down to money, and then how that money is going to get redistributed. They would have to reopen negotiations with the networks in order to make sure that the financial compensations are correct. There's so much involved that it's going to be so difficult to do. Again, they'll tweak it, but are they going to be able to significantly change it? No. And they're going to have to live with it. It will all key on whether or not the union and ownership are willing to reopen CBA negotiations early to address this issue. And if they are, that opens up a whole different can of worms, because then you got to renegotiate everything that's in the contract, because it's not going to be limited to just, oh, we want to add a couple of games. This is our only talking point in our negotiations. The union will go, oh, no, it's not. There's things we want to address, too.
Right. They'll, you know, the whole personal conduct thing, Roger Goodell, all of those things. So the realities are, plus, if you go down to a two-game exhibition season, you expand rosters, you bring in some more practice time, most of it non-contact in its nature. Well, you still need an opportunity to get players ready and different things. So, you know, there'll be talk of a developmental league, an in-season training academy, whatever it might be. Well, those are all things that are going to cost this ownership money, because they're going to have to underwrite these things.
Yep.
You know, any developmental league or in-season training academy is a loss leader. Yeah, it makes your product better, but it costs us, the 32 owners of the product, money.
Yep.
So there's so many moving parts. I think the realities are this stays the way it is. And on the other side, everybody talks about injuries, but we'll talk about the realities of the aforementioned injuries next year on The Attack. It'll be a good way to wrap up hour one. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it's at.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, you two made up?
Darlene's going to give up pickpocketing and start studying forgery.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Darlene?
I was only going to keep his money for him till he sobered up.
That's like tying it up permanently.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
There's a certain element of truth in there, isn't there, Joe?
There sure is, Bob, as we continue here on the Spano and Black Attack. 800-878-PLAY to chime in. 800-878-7529 or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BombBlack71, at SportsByLineUSA. I guess to tie a bow around this discussion of changes in the exhibition season, here's the realities. Owners are not going to give up money without getting something back, no matter how substandard the exhibition product is. That's number one. So while there's more serious talk perhaps now than there ever has been, realities are, for the foreseeable future, you're going to have four exhibition games. That's the realities. Maybe, once they do make those adjustments, they'll tweak things. But as it stands now, you're going to have four exhibition games. They're going to continue to be ugly. They're going to continue to be poorly attended. The tickets will already be sold, so the owners will get the money anyway. And the coaches will continue to tweak how they use the exhibition schedule to best suit their own needs. That's the realities. We see them using these exhibition games less and less for their established pros and their first units, and more to find out about the back of their roster. So the realities are they'll continue to do that. Again, I understand more exhibition games, more opportunity for injury. There's always opportunity for injury within sport. And as you said, these guys still have to hit some to get ready for the regular season. As it stands now, even with the four exhibition games, there's many situations where they don't hit enough to be ready anyway. So it's going to take time before the changes happen, and it will have an adverse effect on the product. So I think we'll step aside right now, and then we'll get ready for a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On day one, we will begin working on an impenetrable, physical, tall, powerful, beautiful southern border wall.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump speaking at his long-awaited immigration policy speech at a rally in Phoenix last night.
Trump having said earlier, after meeting with the president of Mexico,
"We didn't discuss who pays for the wall. We didn't discuss."
Though before that meeting with Trump, Mexico's president told reporters his country would not pay for a border wall. And afterwards, he tweeted that they did discuss it, and he told Trump so.
"We're going to be prepared."
Florida Governor Rick Scott on Tropical Storm Hermine, now expected to strengthen into a hurricane by the time it hits his coast, then moves up through the southern U.S. towards mid-Atlantic as a weakened storm. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is a place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
More now on Donald Trump's long-anticipated speech on immigration policy that he delivered in Phoenix last night at a rally where he vowed zero tolerance for criminal aliens.
"Anyone who has entered the United States illegally is subject to deportation. That is what it means to have laws and to have a country. Otherwise, we don't have a country."
Before Trump speaks in Phoenix, Arizona, Democrat Hillary Clinton speaks in Cincinnati, Ohio, countering Trump's America First vision by saying,
"You don't build a coalition by insulting our friends or acting like a loose cannon. You do it by putting in the slow, hard work."
Clinton speaking at an American Legion convention. A 4-4 ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court on a North Carolina voter ID law means voters won't need to show their ID when they go to the polls in November. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
"Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye."
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
An Indiana mother facing felony child abuse charges says she beat her 7-year-old son with a coat hanger because of her religious beliefs, citing the state's religious freedom law as her defense. She says her choice of discipline comes from her evangelical Christian beliefs, and she quoted biblical scriptures in court saying that a parent who spares the rod indeed spoils the child. The child was taken away from her after it was discovered that there were 36 bruises on his back. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain stood up to a primary challenge as he seeks his 6th term, but now he's facing a challenge in November.
Ann Kirkpatrick is also a longtime Arizona politician, but she's just from the other side of the aisle. Still, she thinks McCain's place as Arizona's favorite son could be in jeopardy.
"He's vulnerable. The race is neck and neck. The polls are tight."
Kirkpatrick believes Donald Trump is hurting the senator because McCain hasn't come out against him, but he is keeping his distance, like not attending Trump's latest immigration speech right here in Phoenix. That upsets hardline GOP members. So when you're famous for being the maverick senator who can work both sides of the aisle for the greater good, this whole Trump thing could be a problem in the fall for McCain. Not that it worries him.
"In every race I've been in, I have said it's extremely tough. Maybe that's one reason why I've always won."
I'm Lisa Wilcox.
And Walmart now starting its holiday layaway program on September 2nd again. It's the second year in a row that the retailer has opened up its program 2 weeks earlier than it used to. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack, Hour 2. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto, and you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. You know what the drill is. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country, no matter where you're listening. We hope you're enjoying, but it's all about radio on the go. The platforms, the devices, various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Nobody better to explain it to you than Mr. Joe Spano.
All righty, Bob, I'll do just that, starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen Live link allows you to listen to all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, maybe even a few you can't, be they Android-based, be they Apple-based, or be they Windows-based. Or just simply go to iHeart.com. Again, lots of on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. You can download it to any device you can think of, be they Apple-based, be they Windows-based, be they Android-based, or just go to TuneIn.com. Lots of on-demand content, a live channel for the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. And if we're giving you a little taste of home, no matter where you're serving this great country, believe me, we appreciate it. We're happy to be a part of it and very proud to be a part of it. Something that got started by the Jefe a long time ago, and we're happy to continue it.
You are exactly right about that, Bob. On the other side, we'll set the table quickly. This time for a big hour, too, and we'll hit the ground running. That's all next here on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. We'll kick off hour two right after this short timeout.
Hi, it's Lou Manfredini with a House Smarts Lawn and Garden Tip. You know, fall is a really important time to take care of your lawn. You spent the spring getting it ready, the summer tweaking it and enjoying it. Good job. But winter is coming. Now, once all those leaves fall, rake them up and make sure to rake up all that thatch that can choke the lawn. It allows the winter fertilizer to get down to the roots, which will make your lawn stronger. Then in the spring, your lawn will wake up faster, look greener, and thicker than before. And now a word from Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is a place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Howdy there. I'm the Extra Crispy Colonel for KFC, here to tell you about my delicious new Chicken Littles. Their sandwich is made with an extra crispy hand-breaded tender on a warm sesame seed bun. That's the sound of your mouth applauding. And now you can get two Chicken Littles in KFC's $5 fill-up. Sorry, my mouth just won't stop applauding. KFC, it's finger little good.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Nothing is in this league is easy. There's no shortcuts. I've never lived in this community. I'm super excited, man. I'm pumped to get started.
As well you should be. We're going to get started with hour two right here on the Attack. Joe, what do you say we set it up?
Let's set it up. Let's start knocking things down. Hour one was focused on the NFL. Big chunk hour two will be the same before we roll into some college football as the season. The season really opens up tonight, and you'll have a great slate of games all weekend long. So we'll talk a little college football, and perhaps as time permits, we'll visit Tim Tebow again. He had, as I talked a little bit about yesterday, he had his second workout for scouts around Major League Baseball and Major League Baseball organizations. We'll recap the workout and weigh in with our thoughts on Tim Tebow's baseball future. But the place to go with the NFL is 10 years ago today, Roger Goodell started his tenure as commissioner of the National Football League. And we would be remiss if 10 years into his tenure, we didn't celebrate his anniversary and talk about his legacy thus far and his impact on the NFL 10 years into his tenure. And he's going to be there for a long, long time, as he's not that old. And despite the issues with him, he's loved by owners. So let's talk about his legacy thus far, and we'll speculate on what his legacy will be before he gets out the door, because it's still a growing legacy. Now, I mean, the realities are Goodell's in charge of a $13 billion league. You know, the league generates about $13 billion annually in revenue. And the first half of his tenure, the first five or so years of his time as the commissioner of the NFL, are really going to be remembered for that unprecedented growth. Remember, when he took over for Paul Tagliabue, I guess annual revenues for the league were about $6.5 billion. It's now up to $13 billion. Mm-hmm. The league is that big. It's doubled in size and has really become the sport that owns Sundays under the stewardship of Roger Goodell. And the first half of his tenure really is remembered for that unprecedented growth. I mean, you now have franchise that the average of the 32 NFL franchise, they're worth about $2 billion. The one with the least worth is the Buffalo Bills at $1.4 billion, but they just signed a huge naming rights deal to their stadium, so they'll probably creep up closer to that $2 billion mark. And you have the Cowboys leading the way at a worth of $4 billion. So the realities are, you know, a lot of his stewardship thus far is remembered, especially the early years, for that unprecedented growth, the expanded TV packages, the international growth, and an ownership group that is more prosperous than ever. because of his, you know, because of him being at the helm of the National Football League. And because of that, despite the warts, even today, the vast majority of these 32 owners, they love Roger Goodell because they're rich.
Yeah, they do. And anytime you start a conversation with that, Joe, it starts with the conversation of value of the franchises. And as you said, there is not a franchise in football that is not worth less than $1 billion. And if you want to point directly at something, that's what you can point directly at. Now, you talked about the unprecedented growth. You know, you take it all the way back to the Pete Rozelle years, and that's where the growth started. Under the stewardship of succeeding commissioners, it has continued to grow. And Goodell did not mess that up, which, you know, a lot of times when you get handed the keys to the Maserati, the basic thing is, you know, don't wrap it around a pole. He didn't do that. That growth of the first 5 years has enabled him to survive the past 5 years. And a lot of commissioners would have been brought down by the various other things that have gone on in the league. His ability to put cash in the pockets of owners has garnered him a lot of goodwill, and they truly do like him and what he does. But back a couple of years ago when all the scandals were going on, you and I both thought it was a tenuous situation for him. But in reality, it wasn't really all that tenuous because they were getting the money that they wanted. And every single franchise is worth more than $1 billion. A lot of that credit goes to Roger Goodell. And that's a pretty nice security blanket to have wrapped around you when things aren't going so well in the National Football League.
You know, you made a great point. We had speculated on just how tenuous his situation was at that time. And we always ended up pointing back to the same thing. And we said, all true, but most, if not all, of these 32 owners hold Roger Goodell in very high regard because he's helped and been a huge factor in their franchises becoming more valuable than they ever have been. And he has helped and played a huge role in doubling the annual revenue that the league generates. And he has played a huge role in television contracts and internet, you know, and the game moving out and having a bigger presence internationally. So those things that you remember so fondly about him in the first 5 years of his tenure, as you said, it's why these owners revere him. He's helped make them even richer than they already were. And he's made their investment in this league so profitable. So the franchises are worth more than ever. Each and every one of the teams is profitable. And, you know, financially, their situation has never been stronger. And to the 32 people who are ultimately entrusted with keeping or in charge of deciding whether he is does continue to be employed by the National Football League, they're extremely happy, despite the egg that it sometimes ends up on his face. And that's what we remember him for not so fondly over the last 5 years. The acrimony with the union, the poor handling of some of the scandals that have come about, and the Machiavellian nature of Roger Goodell. But the realities are that's been overridden in the eyes of the 32 people who decide if he continues to draw a paycheck from the National Football League by the prosperity of the league. And he's been at the helm of the league during its most prosperous time.
No question about it. And I think ownership also looks at it from the perspective of he's a big vision guy. You know, when he initially applied for the job, Joe, he went through five ballots before they actually gave him or offered him the job. And this is a guy who wrote his way into the league by literally writing a letter to Pete Rozelle asking for a job.
And must have been some letter.
You know, and he came in on the ground floor, and don't kid yourself, that doing that has benefited. You and I have both done it on jobs we've had. You walk in the door, you know, the first thing they do is hand you a broom and say, get started. Now, I'm not saying he got handed a broom, but he started on the ground floor of the National Football League, and as he went through his learning process while being an employee of the league, he literally learned everything about it. He learned about the players. He learned about management structure. He learned about the bylaws. He learned about television. He learned about radio. He learned about jersey sales. He learned about everything that was going on in this league and what generates revenue and the popularity for the league. And when it actually became time for him to take power, he was very well prepared to deal with that aspect of it. And, you know, one thing that ownership always talks about, they talk about his vision. They talk about his ability to look down the line and project how revenue is going to come into this league, how it's going to continue to be profitable, and how he's done a whole bunch of that, especially in the first half of his tenure, that has allowed the league to get into the position that they're at now, which is the most popular sport in the United States.
They own Sundays in a way that even to this point they never have before. And these 32 people who decide whether he continues to stay employed a lot, they love him because he's lined their pockets with gold. And that's the reality. Now, obviously, on the other side, we'll talk more about the tenure and how imperfect it has been, and how, while fondly remembered by the 32 that choose to choose whether he continues to stay employed by them or not, in the public eye, it's a much different view of Roger Goodell. That's next, along with your calls on this and anything else we've talked about today at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack after this.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The Spano and Black Attack.
Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. And, Joe, we're talking about the tenure of Roger Goodell as it's getting ready to hit the 10-year mark. And we talked about the plus, and just to reiterate what we were talking about, and some of the players understand what he has been able to do financially for the league. I mean, and not a lot tear him down for the other things, but a lot of the players understand that he's putting money in their pockets as well. You know, back in 2010, Goodell at the owners' meeting, he put up the $25 billion figure as his goal for league revenues by 2027. And all the owners sat up and went, whoa, okay. And since then, the revenues are up more than 50%. They're going to rake in $13 billion during this 2016-2017 season. That's past halfway to his goal. And that's, you know, from 2010. As you said, they own Sundays. That's not going to go away unless the game significantly changes because of the concussion and other issues that are also on Roger Goodell's plate.
Right.
Now, that's very fair. So, again, the owners love him. There are obviously players within this league that have a great deal of respect for him because of the money he allows them to make as a result of the growth of this sport and the revenue-sharing agreement that the Players Association has with this league. That said, the first half of the tenure, you really remembered for that growth. And the public perception was Roger Goodell, great commissioner. And with what he's done for revenue growth, even with the hiccups, you have to consider him a very, very successful commissioner. And that's why the owners love him. And that's why some of the players, while they may not love him, they certainly respect him and appreciate him for the money he's allowed them to make. That said, public perception over the last half of the tenure thus far has changed. We've talked about the great many hiccups with personal, the heavy-handed nature and inconsistent nature with which he's handled personal conduct, the Machiavellian nature to a lot of his hearings that has caused great acrimony between Roger Goodell, a myriad of players, and the Players Association in that regard. That along with the head in the sand attitude towards concussions and the fact that he really is not willing to have the league fully commit with dollars and resources and efforts and acknowledgement that they need to find a solution to the head trauma problem. He's doing the, I'll bury my head in the sand and hopefully this will all go away. The very penny-wise, pound-foolish approach. And right now, when you go around and you ask people what they remember and what they identify with Roger Goodell, it's his poor handling of a lot of the personal conduct stuff. It's mm-hmm. his Machiavellian nature and the way he leads the NFL in its handling of the head trauma issue. They don't talk about him in glowing, and this is the American public now, they don't talk about him in glowing terms for what he's done as far as leading the NFL deep into the, you know, into the 21st century and made them the cash and helped making them the cash cow that they are.
Yeah. Hey, I think that's very valid what you said. And the American public's perception of Roger Goodell is what it is. He'll always be perceived as a bad guy. You see it when he comes out for the draft, when he gets booed, you know, part of it with David Stern was all tongue-in-cheek and fun when he was in the NBA. With Roger Goodell, it's legit. They don't like him. And they boo him when he steps out on the stage, even though it's the showcase for the new talent coming into the league. But I think a lot of the stuff that you mentioned, the scandals, you know, the PED use has been going on a long time. It went on before his tenure. It'll go on after his tenure. It's something that he'll be partially remembered for, but not judgment on his entire tenure. The two things that are going to stick out with Roger Goodell in the long term are, number one, the concussions, and number two, domestic violence, because both of those things jumped on the radar screen in the public eye in a very big way. And I don't want to say he got blindsided by it, but I don't think that they knew the reaction from the public was going to be as intense as it ended up being. Because there had been domestic violence in the league before. But that Ray Rice video changed everything. And the perception of how he and the league handled it went a long way in determining the image of Roger Goodell, and said image was not good. We've talked about the concussions at length, and that's an ongoing thing. You're apt in saying burying your head in the sand. I think that's where they did get blindsided, because they didn't, I don't think, anticipate the reaction not only from the past players, but the soccer mom reaction, as we've talked about for a long time, and the fact this may have a great impact on how the league is structured somewhere down the line. I think those are the two specific things in his tenure thus far that, if you're going to go on the negative side of the ledger, Roger Goodell will end up being held accountable for and not looked upon in a favorable way.
No, very fair. And we've talked about it. And, you know, while I guess when you kind of put this all together, the opinion of him to the 32 people that matter really hasn't changed much.
Right.
Even Robert Kraft, in the face of Deflategate and everything else, his reality is, well, he's lining my pocket. I'll get past it.
Sure.
So to the 32 people who make sure that, who determine whether Roger Goodell has a job or not, their opinion hasn't changed at all. They revere Roger Goodell for what he can do. The realities are the things we've talked about, the missteps, you know, the head trauma stuff, the Machiavellian nature that we're in, with which he handles personal conduct. And some of this in time he may not be remembered for, depending on how it's handled before his tenure ends. But at this point, the public perception of him, you know, 5 years ago, he was probably considered the best commissioner in major sports. And as a matter of fact, you know, there have been surveys that were done that showed that Roger Goodell was considered by the public, and they're informal in their nature.
Sure.
But
sure.
They showed that he was considered the best commissioner in major league sports in this country. Some of the more recent informal surveys show him finishing third behind Adam Silver, who has stewarded great growth in the NBA in his own right.
Yep.
And is certainly in his, now again, I can't profess to know Roger behind the scenes and what he's like as a human being, but the out front public persona, Roger Goodell's very Machiavellian in his nature and not very likable. Adam Silver's an extremely classy man in his public persona and an extremely likable guy by all parties. And in many of these surveys that you see, these informal surveys, Adam Silver is probably considered the best commissioner in Major League Sports right now. Mm-hmm. And Tim Finchem from the PGA is considered a shining star
right
amongst commissioners as well. And Goodell, in most of these informal surveys that you'll see, he finishes a distant third behind him. Again, that's an example of public perception.
Right.
That's not how the 32 that employ him feel about him, but the public perception, because of some of the messes and some of the hiccups along the way, has changed how he's perceived by the public, and he's moved down that pantheon.
Yeah, I think that's a very valid thing that you're talking about. You know, and back in the day, Andre Agassi used to say image is everything, and image is a lot to these leagues and how he's perceived. But on the other side of the coin, Joe, you know, he gets paid $40 million a year to be the lightning rod for everything positive and negative in the National Football League. And he took that job with eyes wide open, and he has been compensated accordingly. You know, you talked about how he is as a human being. Again, you pick and choose stories, and some of it is elective, some of it is selective. You look at, you know, take it back to 2007, when Michael Vick and all the stuff went down with him with the dogfighting charges. And he had to mete out punishment to Adam Jones, Chris Henry, and Terry Tank Johnson for violations of personal conduct policy. And Johnson told an interesting story about how when he flew to New York to meet Goodell in 2007, he'd just done 60 days in jail. after the raid on his house that turned up the firearms. And Goodell sat down and he listened to the story. And he asked about where the guns had been stored in the house. And Johnson told him that he kept them high out of reach of his 2 and 3 year old children. He asked me the direct question on how many games do I believe I should be suspended. I told him zero. He told me that he agreed with me, but he had to suspend me to uphold the integrity of the National Football League. And that's an interesting tell right there to me. You know, he may publicly or privately disagree with some of the things that he's had to do as commissioner.
But or he's felt he's had to do. We'll
right.
be fair.
But publicly, he's been doing what he believes to be in the best interest of the league. And that's why he gets paid the big bucks. Ultimately,
yes,
that's
sir.
What it comes down to.
Amen on that, brother.
You know.
I think that is a fair statement. He gets paid the big bucks to be the villain.
Yeah.
Huh? Owners are getting, as long as the owners keep staying rich and there's no regression in this sport, and that could be a coming based on a number of things that we've talked about over the
right.
years. But as long as they own Sundays and they're the king of North American sports, he'll be fine. And he'll be fondly remembered by the 32 owners. How his public perception changes over the years remains to be seen. But right now, public perception and public satisfaction with Roger Goodell is at an all-time low.
What do you say we finish it up with a last thought on the other side?
You got it. Fair enough. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the 2-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally friendly solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
That's a very valid question. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. And we're talking about Roger Goodell and his tenure. And just a couple of final thoughts from me, Joe, on this. I think this is something where he and the league did not see this coming. And I'm going to reiterate what I said before. The two, in my opinion, most important things approaching the league and concerning the league right now are domestic violence and concussions. And I don't know that the league would have anticipated that the female segment of their fan base, specifically the moms, were going to have this much of an impact on the decision-making process to whether or not their sons continue to play football and whether or not their sons and fathers will continue to watch football. And let me start with that first. What I mean is that if the league, and they've started to address it and they've come down with very harsh penalties, but if the league ever continues to be perceived as a league where domestic violence is condoned, they will lose the woman segment of their audience, which is a big segment, and they will lose many of the young men who watch football and participate in football because the moms will not want them to participate. And we've talked at length about the soccer mom effect on concussions, so I will not go back into that again. But I think those are two of the biggest challenges facing Goodell as he moves forward. And I don't think they were prepared, or he was prepared, for the blowback from the women who watch and participate in the National Football League.
That's a fair statement, Bob. I mean, and now it's on Roger Goodell. He's had some time to absorb this, where, you know, he's now 10 years into his tenure. He's going to, him and his organization and his underlings in the National Football League have a lot to think about and a lot of adjustments to make if the game is going to continue to own Sundays and stay on top, and we've talked about that a lot. So over the next, say, 10 years or whatever it might be, there are going to be some changes that Roger Goodell's going to have to make. He's a great visionary when it comes to squeezing every dollar he can out of television products and make these, and he's done a masterful job of making these organizations as prosperous as they can and making the National Football League the entity that it is. But going forward, how he answers and addresses the challenges that are out in front of him over the next decade or so, which will probably be the balance of his tenure, that'll go a long way in determining how we remember Roger Goodell's era as commissioner after he has ridden off into the sunset. Because if he doesn't handle these issues that you discussed that are out in front of him, 10 years from now, the NFL will not be the number one sport in North America anymore. It will be eclipsed. And if that ends up being the case, he won't be remembered for what he did the first 5 years, which was double the size of the, double the revenue stream of the league and everything else. He'll be remembered for the guy who, under his stewardship, the National Football League went from the number one sport in North America to something less than that.
Yep.
So
yep.
These next 10 years are pivotal, not only for how he's remembered, but it's also pivotal for this league. And if he doesn't, if he, along with his underlings, he doesn't do all this alone in a vacuum.
Right.
He's got people around him that advise and counsel and help. And if he makes the wrong decisions, or they make the wrong decisions and they chart the wrong course, well, things could change in the NFL in a hurry, and he'll be remembered a lot less fondly than we're remembering him this morning.
Well, is everything you said in there, if his legacy, and I think there's probably another decade in front of him unless he just tires of the job. But in that decade that's in front of him still, if the sport slips from number one, that's going to be what he's remembered for, plain and simple.
That's it, Bob. I mean, we've done a great job of talking the 10 years of Roger Goodell. Now we'll see what the next 10 years bring.
You know what's exciting, bud?
What's that?
The Presbyterians are playing football again.
Oh, wow. I guess that means it's time to switch to college football, as literally 2017 draft will be held in Philadelphia. Yay for Philly.
Yep.
as the NFL has decided to continue to take the draft on the road and no longer have New York be its permanent home. And that's fine. And week four of the NFL exhibition season is here. Nobody plays. The guys that play are guys fighting for those last handful of spots on rosters, and the guys and a bunch of guys that are going to end up being on practice squads or perhaps out of the game temporarily or permanently. So not much to watch. And we move on, as you said, to college football. You know, really, we've already had a game in the books. Hawaii and Cal played in Australia. But neither of those teams is a serious top contender for a national title or really even any kind of significant bowl game. So in all realities, in our minds, the college football season begins tonight. This weekend is jam-packed full of some great games. There are a couple of decent ones tonight, but as this weekend unfolds, you've got some terrific matchups and perhaps the best opening weekend of college football that we've seen in nearly a decade.
Yeah, no question about it. And we have a lot of fun. You know, we talk about the Presbyterians matching up with the Hebrews and William and Mary going up against Fred and Wilma and all the stuff that we like to poke fun at. But there are some decent games, and there are some teams with legitimate hopes opening up not only tonight, but of course this entire weekend, Joe.
I guess a couple of games you want to pay attention to, at least early on, and we'll mostly focus on the Thursday stuff here. You know, you talked about Presbyterian Central Michigan, and there's a bunch of, you know, you got Louisville, who's number 19, could be a lot better with a couple of breaks in the ACC there. They're going to host Charlotte. But here's one that's grabbing my attention, and I don't think it'll be that close, but they're a team I want to watch, and that's Tennessee.
Yep.
They're highly ranked by a lot of people. I've talked for a while about Butch Jones and this group turning the corner. Well, I don't know that Appalachian State can give much of a test as a 3-touchdown underdog, but you'll want to see what kind of start Tennessee gets off to. A couple of bottom feeders within the SEC start their season, South Carolina and Vanderbilt. You know, some of these matchups are less than compelling. And, you know, tonight's matchups, there are some that are mildly interesting. The excitement really starts tomorrow and into Saturday. But there's games worth watching, and it's the kickoff to some real college football, so we're going to pay attention. I'm mildly intrigued with the Big Ten Network matchup, Minnesota hosting Oregon State. Mm-hmm. You know, Oregon State's going to be another rebuilding year. Minnesota, and I'm not telling you they're going to be at the top of the Big Ten, but they do some things. They have some success. Potentially another one of those 7-4 type years for the Gophers where they give people some trouble. So that'll be one kind of worth taking a look at amongst these Thursday night matchups. I'm trying to see what else. Really,
well,
there's not a ton of excitement on the Thursday night slate,
no.
But it's competitive college. You know, it's real games in college football that actually mean something. So we'll happily watch.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, one of the things intriguing about Minnesota was that the program had kind of hit that second tier in the conference, and with Kill, it was very respectable. Now, does that continue, or is it something where they start to slide back down the mountain? Because let's be honest about it, recruiting to Minnesota is not the easiest thing that is done in the world of college football.
You're absolutely right. You know, these are teams that are limited in their opportunities. You know, they're not going to get the first tier and probably not many of the second tier, you know, players. That's just the way it is. But they do return their quarterback, and it all starts there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, is it a great team? Far from it. But they seem to always make some noise. So that'll be one worth watching for me. You start to roll into some of the Friday action, and you see a bunch of ranked teams with opponents that they will roll over, payoff games. Baylor hosting Northwestern State, Michigan State hosting Furman. There's Colorado versus Colorado State. Mm-hmm. Stanford-Kansas State is the game for Friday night for everybody.
Yeah.
Number 8 Stanford with Kevin Hogan at that. With Kevin Hogan gone, they've got to replace their quarterback. Going to be a down year for Kansas State, but you'd like to see what the next quarterback for Stanford's going to be all about. So that's the big marquee matchup from Friday night. Where it starts to get exciting is Saturday. And you got some good games on Saturday. And they started right out of the box at high noon with number 3, Oklahoma, number 15, Houston. Now, that's going to be fun right at 12 noon. I'm kind of moving through this here.
Well, I want to back you up for just a second, bro.
Okay.
You know, on Friday, and not that it's going to be a good game, but I do want to see how Baylor Friday night comes out and responds after the, to be fair, tumultuous offseason that they've had. And look, on paper, they have a lot of talent. We'll see whether or not they can be coached to the level of that talent. And just with the scandal involving that football program as a whole, how the student body responds, how the press responds, how television coverage responds, everything. Not that the game itself is going to be a good game, but just the fact that they're setting back foot on the football field again, it's a game I'm keeping an eye on.
Okay, and that's fair, and I understand that. For me, it's really all about Stanford, Kansas State, and you know, with Stanford, they've got a Heisman Trophy candidate
yep.
in the backfield. He's going to be the guy offensively as they break in redshirt junior Ryan Burns, and they're also going to have Keller Christ. You know, it's going to be one of those where they don't really have a quarterback. They have two, so they have none. Kansas State's going to struggle this year. They have a lot of guys who have moved on, and Bill Snyder always has them competitive. This isn't the type of team they can compete with for 60 minutes, but I want to see where Stanford is. They have talent all over the football field. The glaring question for them is, how will the quarterback or quarterbacks come along?
Yeah, I think that's a real valid consideration. And it's funny with Snyder, bud. They never rebuild. They just kind of do it on the fly. It's amazing. They always end up competitive.
Talk about a place that's hard to recruit to, the Little yeah. Apple.
Oh, my goodness.
Manhattan. It's the wrong – unless you tell people when they get there, it's the other Manhattan. They
yeah.
won't know.
Why?
What am I doing here? The marquee matchup at 3:30, I mean, opens up the SEC slate. You know, on CBS, you got A&M and UCLA. And a lot of people are expecting, even though they come in not ranked in the top 25, there are some people expecting some pretty big things from Texas A&M and Kevin Sumlin. And there's pressure there
in
College Station on Kevin Sumlin. And for UCLA, the Rosen one becomes a sophomore, but they got a lot of questions on defense, and they lost a lot of skill position pieces. It'll be interesting to see what Jim Mora Jr. can do, and I think that's a very intriguing matchup at 3:30, as is LSU and Wisconsin as well, along with a little later on, Georgia and North Carolina at 5:30, and then you get into the main events on Saturday night and Sunday and Monday. You know, you've got some real big marquee games as you move through the weekend. Southern Cal, Alabama as the main event at 8 o'clock. You've got Auburn and... Who's Auburn? Auburn and Clemson at 9 o'clock
mm-hmm.
as well. And then you roll into Sunday. You got Notre Dame and Texas. And then Monday night, Ole Miss, Florida State, man. So it's a great and rocking week one of the college football season.
No question about it.
We'll tie a bow around it for a Thursday here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano wrapping up this edition of the Attack. And Joe, it's funny, with all the games that we were talking about there in that little cluster of games, we were talking about a lot of coaches that we'll be talking about during the course of the season who are going to be on the perpetual hot seat. You know, Gus Malzahn, Les Miles, Kevin Sumlin, you know, maybe Charlie Strong down in Texas, although he looks like he's really making progress. You know, there are some coaches, the biggest name to fall last year was Mark Richt. And this year, there are some really high-profile guys who barely escaped last year, in the case of Les Miles. And going forward, there's going to be some significant pressure to be in national championship contention literally right up until the end.
Very much a fair statement, Bob. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, the one thing for Les Miles that's changed, and I think you'll realize this, he always had that fallback if they fired him at LSU. Well, Michigan's right. Disappointing. I'll go up to Ann Arbor. They'll happily take me back, and I'll turn everything around there.
Right.
Well, That fallback option isn't there anymore. Jim Harbaugh is doing a hell of a job, and he's actually ahead of schedule. He's controversial, but he's also successful. So if Les Miles were to get fired at LSU, I'm not saying he'd be unemployed for any period of time. There are a lot of great universities that would take him. But that equally high-profile job is not necessarily there for him.
Yeah.
Like it was before.
It's fair. It's fair.
And that's the case for quite a few of these guys. On that note, a great time to get to stepping, as we like to say. It was a big Thursday show, big Friday show. We'll wrap up the week. We want to thank Robert. We want to thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when we wrap up the week with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.